Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I love when ideas are just common sense makes sense. And Heart for Taste is one of those events, especially since they moved it to that Pratt Trumbull spot. It's such a great area, you know, weather permitting. Mark Scheer with the Heart for Taste. And again, the event is June 6th and 7th, so it's coming up. And there's a whole bunch of stuff, but there's some new stuff too. Mark, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Brian.
So talk to me. This is the fifth year or the fourth year?
This is our fourth year of Heart for Taste.
And last year was the first year at Pratt and Trumbull, correct?
We were on Constitution Plaza for the first 2 years and got a little tight up there. So we decided, let's move it down into what was being referred to as the Entertainment District of Hartford. And it made a lot of sense. And when we did that, we saw our attendance actually doubled over almost 40,000 people last year.
Wow. And you didn't have great weather last year, didn't you? I think I remember it was... It was sort of touch and go.
It was touch and go, but it was mostly touch. It worked. It worked till about. It was great all day Friday, until it wasn't, and the wind kicked up and blew off the last hour of the festival. But that was fine because Saturday cleared, and we had just huge crowds.
Does that wonderful. Stress you out?
I can't think about it because it's out of control. It's out of our control.
Smart way to do it. It's like a pro athlete's approach. I'm excited because this year. You know, I get to be involved, and before we get to, like, let's take a step back. We'll talk about the kitchen table stage in a minute.
Excellent.
Okay, we'll put a pin in that. First, just tell people who don't know what Hartford Taste is, you know, because this is, it's massive. So just give people a summary of, like, what's going to go on Pratt Street and Trumbull on those 2 days in early June.
So, yep, we'll be blocking Trumbull Street between Church and Asylum, which is right in front of the Excel Center. That's two lanes north and two lanes south. And we have all of Pratt Street, which is walking. We're expanding all the way up to pretty much Main Street this year. And on those two streets will be 35 brick-and-mortar restaurants representing their restaurants and serving samples of their food, which are available to the attendees. So that's kind of cool. 35 real restaurants. And then we kick it up with a little bit of music. So we have a main stage on Trumbull, which runs and operates all day, both days. We have an acoustic stage on Pratt Street. And combined, we have 29 musical acts performing. And these are, for the most part, regional and local performers.
That is really cool. And that's, you started what time on Friday?
We're going both days from 12 to 9.
Oh, so you're going to, so it's a good reason to either cut out of work early or not go to work at all.
Well, what we're hoping and the idea of why we're on a Friday is that we are, the event's for our community. And our community is made up, and a very important part of it is our business community. So the Metro Hartford Alliance and the Hartford Chamber of Commerce, who were there at the beginning on this festival, asked if we could somehow try to include the Hartford businesses in the event. And by having it on Friday, we're giving those companies an opportunity to come on down. It is free of charge to visit the festival and come and walk through. And what we're hoping is that they'll come down wearing their swag, wearing their jackets, wearing their shirts, wearing, you know, having their logos and being proud of being part of this community.
Yeah.
So Friday, the chamber, this, can I drop some, I'm going to drop some information.
You're allowed to do whatever. It's your time.
Let me
as long as you don't say the F word, we say.
Yeah. Friday, this is news, and nobody knows this yet. The Metro Hartford Alliance and the Hartford Chamber of Commerce will be producing an event at our festival in actually on that stage, which is our third stage, the culinary stage, the kitchen table, as you referred to it. And they'll be having a cook-off, and they've got the mayor of Hartford, mm-hmm. Arunan, the mayor of East Hartford, and some of our business leaders and celebrities, local celebrities, they're doing creating smash burgers and then having a voting contest for it. Nice. So we've got
Who are your local celebrities? Who are they? You know who they are?
No.
You don't?
I'm going to announce that's getting a little.
You can't break news here before you want
I'm
people.
I'm breaking news, Brian.
You want people to show up at 10 a.m. this morning for your news conference?
Yeah, breaking some news here. So anyway, the exciting part of this, though, is this is actually a chance for Hartford to go East Hartford in a fun, friendly way. And to come out again as the business community can support not only the Smashburger thing, but also just be part of what's going to be a big community event.
Yeah, and I love those. Hey, listen, people love cooking competitions, and they love that kind of presentation. It's a fixture on TV. Obviously, we know all the shows that are spawned on it, so that's a great idea. We're talking with Mark Shearer from the Hartford Taste here, and again, it's June 6th and 7th on Pratt Street and Trumbull in downtown Hartford. And I love Pratt Street. It's just such a great spot. I'm curious. Wait, it's free to go down there? Then how does it work in terms of getting to sample and buying tickets? And I'm assuming there's some sort of beer garden too or whatever.
There's plenty of that. There. So the way it works is we have a beneficiary of the festival, and that's Connecticut Food Share, and they've been our beneficiary since we started the event. And 3 years ago. And we're excited to say that we've raised almost $100,000 to support Connecticut Food Share and the good work that they do in our community for the hungry, for the insecure, food insecure people. We do that by charging tickets, having tickets that you use to exchange for food and beverage. So if you want a beer, you go over there, it's X number of tickets. You want a sample of bruschetta, you go over to the Italian place, go see Vinnie Carbone, who we'll talk about in a minute.
Yeah, yeah.
And you can get that from his place. But the exchange is we turn it in the tickets, and then the tickets get turned into us, and they get back. Most of all that money goes back to the restaurant, but the little bit that we save goes to help support Connecticut Food.
You buy a boatload of tickets for it's almost like going to the carnival. You can get X tickets for X dollars, and the more tickets you could probably get a better value type thing.
There's all kinds of options, and they're across the board. But most of the 35 restaurants, which are exciting, really good restaurants, interesting restaurants that are from our community that many of us don't even know exist. This year we've added 12 new restaurants, so we have 35 restaurants. We could have probably had 75 restaurants. I mean, we had many, many inbound calls trying to get involved in the show. We only have so much space. But we've added Cuban this year. We have another Italian. We have Mexican. These are some of the new restaurants. Luann's is going to be brand new into Hartford on Trumbull Street. They're coming. They're going to be part of the event. As I mentioned, Carbone's is bringing a new restaurant idea into Hartford, and that'll be – they're already – anchored around the city, but they'll be coming back to Hartford with a new restaurant that they'll be talking about. We have Polish food this year. We have soul food from Soul Bowls. And then we have a couple of the more high-end restaurants. The Foundry's participating in the show this year, and so is Max's group. So we're pretty excited about the mix of restaurants. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, look, quickly, we don't have a ton of time. Talk about the kitchen table. I know like 3 p.m. on Friday, I'll be with Vinnie Carbone as he makes a meal in front of whoever's there, and you'll get a backstory about Carbone's and his process. And those kind of things are phenomenal because people want to know who makes the food at these restaurants they go to. And he's a great personality and has built, you know, obviously incredible businesses. So just tell.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Tell us about the kitchen table.
Yeah, the idea for the kitchen table came from, I was reading a news article, actually a about the Foundry restaurant, about and this gentleman, their executive chef and owner, Jeffrey Lazat, and I'm like wondering, I wanted to know more about him. It's cool that the restaurant's here, but why is he doing it? He could do it anywhere in the world. Why is he doing it in Hartford?
Yeah.
You know, of all the places. So I wanted to hear a little more about him, and the idea came, we wanted to do something with culinary and spotlight how good our cuisine, the community is, and our restaurant scene in Hartford is actually very, very cool. And I wanted to show that. So we said, why don't we do an interview thing? We'll get some local people. We'll get some people who have who have talent and some skills and know how to do some conversational type of things, like yourself, Brian.
Thank you.
And then we'll bring in these chefs and these guys, and we'll find out. We'll watch them cook, which is fun in itself. So Vinny is creating something. I'm not sure what the
it's
the
like. It's a spicy vodka pasta dish, I believe.
It's cool. So we're gonna get to see him. I don't know how much he gets in the kitchen anymore at the restaurants.
Well, he's gonna be on the spot.
Yeah, he's on the spot.
And give a couple. The Foundry chef's gonna be there. Carbone's gonna be there.
We've got Jamie McDonald from Bears, and he'll be telling his story, which is a lot more than the restaurant, and that'll be interesting. We have Scott Dolch from the Connecticut Restaurant Association interviewing Christian Tesla Torla, who's the executive chef at Max's. So we've got a really good. We got Richard Sugarman doing Jamie McDonald, which is a great. Richard in himself is a kind of a cool story. Richard's the founder of the Connecticut Forum and Leadership Hartford. So Richard himself is good, and he's done some stuff.
He's obviously done some interviewing of people.
Yeah, I had him over the years. He's done stuff with me back in the day when we did a business show in Hartford. But anyway, then we got Connor Gary's involved, and he's interviewing.
Game day, Connor.
Yeah. So it's going to be fun. It's a lot of fun, and it's on a stage right on Trumbull Street, both days, 3, 5, and 7.
Yeah.
So we hope people come down excited to see you down there and doing that with us and thanking you again at 3 o'clock. And then stick around because we've got a couple more coming after.
Yeah, I can't wait, honestly. And I really hope the weather is great. And again, it's June 6th and 7th in downtown Hartford, right across from the XL Center. And you park your car. There's a couple garages on either side on Trumbull. And then just have a day. And I'll be there at 3 p.m. with Vinny Carbone on the kitchen table stage. And if you want to look into all the information and all the restaurants, because there's too many to mention, just go to thehartfordtaste.com and everything is right there for you. Mark, it's great to see you, and I'll see you pretty soon.
Thank you, Brian and company, and thank you, Odyssey Radio.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.